I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's After Show.
Wait for it. Wait.
I jumped the gun.
You did.
Let's hold. With over 20 million weekly downloads listened to in over 100 different countries, we're your one-stop, one destination for true after-show entertainment. We are The Bachelor in Paradise, Season 1, Episode 2. I am JC, and we have a double dose tonight. There's a lot of twos going on.
You're double-fisting.
Oh, yes.
When doesn't he double-fist?
58 seconds in, we've already lost the rails, so let's introduce our wonderful host, starting with the lovely lady to my right.
Hey, I'm Kathy Kelly.
And next to Kathy.
Hey, I'm Danny Hoyt.
Your name is Danny Hoyt.
Yes, my name is Danny Hoyt. I'm very excited.
All right, guys, you can already tell we are going crazy tonight because we have a special treat. If you're watching, I don't know if you've already seen it, but if you're listening, we have not one, but two very special guests in the house tonight. So AfterBuzz TV Nation, get ready to put your hands together for the man on my left. He's the man on my left. Ladies and gentlemen.
But he's always in the right.
Absolutely, always.
From Bachelor in Paradise, Mr. Zach with a K. Coulter.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. We're
with
not done.
K. Don't forget.
And last but not least.
Thank you.
I've heard you've gotten like this cross of like Liam Hemsworth.
Taken?
And yeah, good, and Ryan Gosling. I can already tell I'm going to hate you.
Yeah.
I mean. I'm just kidding. I get Rob Schneider all the time. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Robert with an H, Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Robert, I just want to let you know off the top, we're glad that you kept your top on. You know, you have this kind of theme running where you a lot of times are shirtless.
Yeah, there's a pretty consistent theme.
I feel like our viewers might not be glad about that.
Well, it is still early, Kathy.
Depends on who's watching. I know Christina's tuning in. She loves you guys a lot, so.
We're in 100 countries.
Oh, great.
You've got people all over the world watching you right now.
Perfect.
That's
love it.
Scary.
Diego Garcia, Guam, Laos, everyone is here, and they want to know your thoughts.
Good.
It's Diego Garcia.
I love that.
It's a little like military base. I believe it's out like in the South Pacific.
Okay. Bachelor in Paradise, guys.
Sorry.
They're in paradise.
Off topic. Let's
get off topic. Okay, let's get it going, because or else someone is going to say, Chris, he's just the host.
JC?
What?
He's just the host. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, it's painful. Listen. All right. And then, okay, we got Chris B. pulling a robbery, and it's Shark Week on Bachelor in Paradise. And, of course, Zach, you can help me. It's all about the pheromones, right?
The pheromones? Yeah. All about those pheromones.
Those pheromones are flowing.
They will get you. They will get you. They're strong. They're powerful.
We are going to pick your mind. No, but we're going to have a great time.
Yeah,
so what we like to start with,
keep it straight.
We have a show to do, guys. You know, before I go any further, I do have the biggest shout out of them all is to the man running the ones and twos, the engineer, the one that makes it happen. And I believe this is our first show, Justin in the back. Give it up for Justin, everybody.
All right, Justin.
Hey, Justin. Thanks, Justin.
Gracias.
He's in Espanol. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. And of course, if you're watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, hello, chat roll, fire some questions away. But if you're not watching us live, go to YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, OneCast. Let us know what you think and who else you'd like to see the rest of the season. So.
No one. Us every week.
We
listen, we will
up.
Mute you. We will mute. No, we can't. He's too
terrible.
Pretty. Okay. All right, guys. Let's start with overall thoughts.
Yeah.
What did we think about tonight's episode? Can we fit it in a few sentences? Kathy.
You know,
Oh, well, David,
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like the first hour, you know, was good, but I was waiting for this grand entrance from the one and only Zatch, and it took an hour and 2 minutes. It took an hour and 2 minutes to get you in. So it was good. We didn't get a lot of, we got a lot of Elise. That's all I'll say.
A lot of Elise. A little bit of drama.
A lot of Elise.
And one of the greatest speeches, I have that up there with like Abe Lincoln's speech. Like honestly, it
that
is.
That was the worst speech of all time.
Potato, fine, Graham.
We'll
Robert
get there.
Graham.
Have to give her that.
All right, no, but let's start off with our thoughts on Chris Harrison as. Was the guy from Dateline. What was up with
it
the intro?
The reenactment was a little cheeseballs.
Well,
I mean,
the whole show is a reenactment.
How?
It's reenacting what... They put together this reenactment of what...
It's real life for some people.
This is real, Danny.
I'm saying what the way they edit it. For example, the way you guys told us about when Markel took the drink and he said, I just think you drink too much. And they take it. The whole show is them putting together a reenactment.
This was next level reenactment.
Okay, so you guys
were
there.
This was like History Channel reenactment.
Yes.
And you guys, you saw what happened. And Zach, the first thing you said, it was so comical and whatnot. But really, I mean, someone broke both of his legs all for the love of Michelle Kay. How did you say her last name?
Her actual last name?
Yes.
I think it's Kajawa.
Bless you. Okay.
All right. I mean, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, but I mean, so what happened? What's his last name? Really was
Putz. Putz. Ryan Putz.
You can't write that stuff.
Putz with a Z.
He's now famous, which is weird.
Okay, so what was going on? Like last, you know, the first episode with Michelle and Robert. You can chime in, of course, as well. Did we see everything we needed to see? I mean, what was missing? Was this? Are they still together or not?
I actually wasn't there. This is probably better.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
to Robert, but
this was a really awkward situation because Michelle's a nice girl, but she was a little strange. She set herself aside, didn't really talk to many people, and we didn't really understand why. And then she decided to leave and check herself out of you know the show, and then Chris came in later that night and kind of explained this whole situation to us, and we all thought he was lying. We're like, "There's no way that happened. There's no chance a guy jumps off a 25-foot balcony. Like, there's no way." And then we saw pictures of the guy, and he was like, I'm not lying to you. I promise this all happened. Broke down the story, and everybody was just like, this is crazy. Like, that doesn't happen in real life. It was funny.
Doesn't that explain maybe her peculiar behavior?
I think it might a little bit. You know, I didn't really have a chance to talk to her all that much. I mean, she was there for a few days, but she just really didn't click with anybody. So, yeah, maybe this guy was the guy for her, and she just wasn't really interested in meeting anybody else. So,
well, yeah, you got up and moved away from her on the couch in the very first episode.
No, that was Graham.
That was the other Graham.
Exactly. That's
My
the
name
joke.
Is Robert.
That's the running joke.
That's the joke.
The running joke for those of you that don't understand what's going on. His last name is Graham. There's also Graham Bunn on the show. Who is watching? Shout out to Graham Bunn, who's
Graham,
watching us right now.
Man.
So we've been teasing him, calling him Graham. That's what's funny.
We're giving you such a hard time. Catch it's not, guys. You know, like, because you even told us about the Twitter. What was it? The hashtag, poor, was it poor Robert?
Oh, poor Robert. Poor Robert. From the show tonight. I got a lot of poor Roberts.
Mm. I'm sure you'll be
sad.
Fine.
I think he'll be just okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So bring us up to speed. Like, all of us that are watching, you know, at home as well. What day is this and the whole process of it?
This for us was probably, I think, like day 4 or 5, you know, being on the actual island or being in paradise. We were only there for maybe 5 days or less before she checked herself out.
That was day 6, right after this whole thing.
Yeah, so, probably day 4 or 5.
Yeah,
you brought the normalcy, right?
I brought normal, even keel. Let's get back to the basics. Yeah.
Okay, so my question, I want to ask, I'm asking this for America. How the hell does all this happen in just 4 days?
You know what? It's crazy because we get there and you have to understand that we have no access to any outside technology, mm-hmm. no phones, no computers, no books, no music, nothing. So all we do is talk to each other all day long.
Or throw coconuts at coconuts.
Or play football on the beach day. Or throw coconuts at other coconuts and crack them open and drink them because that was like the highlight of our day. We're like, oh my God, we got these coconuts. We're going to drink all of them. This is the best. So there's nothing
Screw
else
Zika
to
water.
Do. Yeah. I mean, it's way better. You get a sour coconut, you just don't care. Like, I spent a half hour cracking this thing. Like, so you spend a lot of time with these people. I mean, that's all you do is spend time. So, I mean, one day in this place is like a month here. You know, there's no work. I mean, you're literally just talking and hanging out all day long.
And how often when you date someone are you, like, living with them, essentially?
Not in the beginning.
Never.
A lot of time with these people, with each other. It's crazy. It's, like, really like a time warp. It really
it's like summer camp.
Yeah. So how different is this from Bachelor? to now Bachelor in Paradise, because there you just have a limited amount of time with, let's say, Desiree, but here you guys are spending days and nights together. You guys can, can you guys, like, well, I'm not going to go there, but we'll save that till 30 minutes then. But I mean, you guys spend so much time. So how does that change? Does it speed everything up since it's romance on steroids? You know, that's what we tend to call it because there's so much going on. It's the fishbowl.
I think it makes it a lot easier to actually, you know, form something with somebody. I mean, if you're going there and you're looking to meet somebody, you have that opportunity because you spend so much time with these people and the doors are wide open. I mean, you can go over to the girl's house at any given time. You can stay there all night long. You can do whatever you want. So if you're there looking for somebody and, you know, looking for a relationship, then the doors are wide open. I mean, you can do it there and you have the opportunity to, you know, spend as much time with that person.
So as quickly as it is to fall in love or explore relationships, deepen feelings, it's also just as quick things end.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, without giving anything away.
We saw that tonight.
Yeah, we saw this with the cut shot of you brooding in the beach a little bit. Yeah. But no, and then we see the connection of Crispy walking in and Crispy definitely making an impact in the house.
Right. Well, I want to ask a question.
Sure.
You use the quote, you felt like there was mud thrown in your face. Can you tell me exactly what you mean by that?
You know what? I don't know what I meant by that because I think that's the first time I've ever said that in my entire life. I don't know who throws mud in general.
No, but on the real, that moment when you're walking out of the ocean, that wasn't actually that moment when you were walking out. It was just happened to be some random time.
Yeah,
it was one.
I think I was walking down to grab a towel or sunscreen.
It's more dramatic.
But you had a look on your face like you were processing something serious, but you might have just been thinking about the coconut.
I might have been just thinking about the seven coconuts I just cracked.
If you had to put a tally on the number of coconuts eaten, give us a guesstimate.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
100.
I fell in love with cracking coconuts open.
You fell in love with
the
what?
Of my day, cracking coconuts open. It was like just
like the process.
Just getting it open was such an accomplishment. So
it's hard, man. With rocks,
you don't understand.
Really?
You're on the beach for like 8 hours a day, just hanging
just
out,
cracking open coconuts.
I mean, we're literally sitting there like cavemen, just hitting these coconuts with rocks,
just going to
all day long, and that was the highlight of all.
And then
we're
spearing
doing.
And catching your fish for dinner. Yep. It was,
and this is why they had to bring in Crispy, because they're just cracking coconuts all day.
Yeah.
So Kathy thought seeing Crispy come back. Do we see a new Crispy? Because he ends up going on the first date with Claire.
Yeah, he said one thing on the date. When I meet the right person, I will be loyal. That just seems like a red flag.
Why? Yeah, right out of the gate.
If you're not loyal to anyone before you meet the right person, why would you change?
What makes you think you're going to be loyal then? Yeah.
I've got rose-tinted glasses. Who knows? You never know. What if he finds D1? What if in paradise there is that one? I'm just raising the question. Okay, we can ask the nation, you guys, can Chris change his stripes? Will he change his ways if he finds the one?
I just feel like...
Maybe not Claire.
I just feel like I don't trust him off the bat. And I don't even know the guy. I met him one time, but I just feel like what we know and what we see of him, the way they edit it, I don't feel like he's trustworthy. And I don't feel like that's... I just don't trust him off the get-go.
I know some guys that know him.
You know some guys that know the guys. Well, let's ask him.
So is it what do we see? What we see is what we get with Chris? Or is just it's just how the show's been edited? I mean, what's he really like?
For me, when I showed up to Paradise, he was the guy I roomed with every night, and so I got a chance to get to know him a little bit. And to me, I've only known him for 3 days in my entire life, and he's been cool. He's been cool to me. You'll see some stuff later on in the season that happens that I kind of help him out. We kind of bond over. But I mean, for me, he was a good dude. I don't know. Like the edit, I guess.
You've never dated him, so you don't.
I've never dated him.
You
I don't
couldn't
have to
speak
date him,
to that.
So. he's a good dude from what I can tell from the times I spent with him. So
yeah,
he's a shark, man. He likes the ladies, but he's a good guy. I mean, he came in, he was nice to everybody, he was respectful, you know, to everybody, and you know, he is who he is. He's not hiding anything.
It doesn't seem like the one that he's going to be loyal to is in paradise right now.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, he did a back-to-back day flip-flop on Claire and Elise, so.
Yeah, but as we see, it's kind of already happened. Let's say Lacey and Robert and Marcus, what's going on there? We don't know. Everything's so intense that, you know, anything goes. This is like Bachelor times 10.
Yeah.
I'm in shock.
It's on steroids, then on steroids.
That's too much.
As you would say, JC.
A lot of steroids.
No.
A lot of steroids going on.
But you know what? I know we talk about the dates, and I see the show does spend some time on the dates, but it seems like what the focus of the show is what's going on outside of the dates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where really the focus is. And in this date, yes.
Do the dates really mean that much if you're spending, like, you're able to spend as much time as you want to with that person, so.
Right, but when you're spending a lot of time in the actual hotel or, you know, what, the area that we're at, it gets boring because there's nothing to do.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just more exciting to go on a date.
You literally just talk to each other.
But are you, like, creating more of a bond by going on a date versus, like, you can create just as much of a bond by sitting on the beach with one person,
I think so, because it also allows you to get outside of the house without everybody else being there, and you can kind of be yourself.
You don't have the eyes.
Right, and, like, you can just go out one-on-one and be yourself and have fun with that person and go out on a date, and you're just focused on her, and there's not 10 other people around you asking you questions or, you know, just so.
Okay.
It's kind of nice getting out of the house, too.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. Makes sense.
You know, the reason I brought that up is because while we're on Claire and Crispy's date, then we get this neat little aside where we have a lot of focus, like we said, on Elise tonight. And it's where she's talking, I believe it's to Dylan, and we start hearing that she, love, love, love. It felt like I was listening to Ron Burgundy, because she's like, love, we're in love, love, love. And then Dylan was
then it comes to Dylan, he's like, I'm really ready to see other people. And, you know, I'm not really on the same page with her. That editing job was brilliant. It made her look a little crazy. Which I don't know if
passionate
is fair.
I don't know if we say crazy.
Well, crazy might be a little strong, but still made her look a little like she was out there in left field.
I think
alone.
That she was more ready for love than he was.
Very well said, Kathy Cupcake Kelly. There, Danny. See, there's a way to it. We got to angle it.
They just weren't on the same page.
They weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
When you get to Paris, there's a lot of pressure, I feel like, to like find somebody quick. And that's where Elise probably got a little too, you know, love-stricken.
Okay, so let me ask you that. You said right there that there's a pressure to kind of pair up. So does
If you don't pair up, you don't get a rose. You're going home. So it's kind of one of those things where you want to stay and find somebody and build a connection, but at the same time, you know you might be going home.
So maybe she was really just more focused.
Could be.
She was on her A game.
She had a plan, like a...
Yeah, she had a plan. She was executing a plan.
But with that said, I would ask you, so does that kind of take... Does it make you question, or you get in your head a little bit about the organicness when you, let's say you're in the real world and you meet someone, you take it slow, but do you start questioning, you know, because I want to stay on the island, and is this love? Is this more? What is it? Do you start questioning yourself?
I personally think it's kind of nice because it gives you the ability to put yourself out there, and you have to put yourself out there. And if you don't, you know, you're really not taking advantage of the situation, and everybody's kind of there for a reason. So you know, and the girls know that you're here to meet somebody. So it gives you that opportunity to really just go up and say, hey, you know, let's hang out. Let's get to know each other and put yourself out there and get to know that person. Where in real life, you might see somebody at the gym or at a restaurant or wherever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, man, that girl's really beautiful. But you don't approach her because you think you're going to see her again.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just don't act on the opportunity that
That's probably why the relationships start so much quicker.
Right. Because you're there and you're there for...
They're for a reason.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's quickly, but it's like, you know, in a sense, it's a wonderful opportunity that very few people get and that you guys receive. So, and you took full advantage of it. That's awesome. So, I know, I'm sorry. I'm just now. That's so cool.
Okay, you snuck that right in there. And you took full advantage of it. So, that's great. Next subject, moving on.
I didn't mean it that way, I swear. Oh my god, this show's going to be insane. No, but I also do have to stop and actually, we got to talk about something very important to us, and actually this is a segue. Savings.
Okay. Savings.
Yes, and
saving yourself for marriage.
In a sense, Kathy, I got this. Mm-hmm. I would say, but also in a marriage, there's also the love aspect, and there's also the financial sense of it.
It's very huge.
And there's no other better company than the king of savings, and that is Walmart. And Walmart has this brand new program. It's called Savings Catcher. It's really nifty. Yeah, I said nifty. Okay, I downloaded the Walmart app. If you're watching live, that hurt my mic. Watching the app, check out download the Walmart app, and it's got this great program called Savings Catcher. And all you have to do is actually take your receipt. You go to your local Walmart, make a few purchases, run the receipt, and it'll actually tell you if you could have saved more money at another competing store. Step one.
That's
Step
cool.
two, nice. They will reimburse you in an e-card. For the difference that you could have saved. Mm-hmm. So you can use it for future purchases at Walmart. So
you're pretty getting easy. The lowest price no matter what.
Absolutely. And all you have
Even
to do...
Even if it's their competition?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're not going to mention any names.
Oh.
And just other stores. and they'll beat their savings.
Holy smokes, I didn't know that.
Yeah, King of Savings made it just that easier. And all you have to do is go to walmart.com/savingscatcher.
Wow, well.
Yes. So with that said, back to Paradise.
Great singing.
Paradise. Thanks, I'll be here all week.
Hit that high note.
Thanks. Okay, so now we've got, I guess, date two. And this is where I remember you said, you know, you were getting the hashtag poor Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Because
poor Rob.
That was fun.
Poor Bob. How difficult is this? I mean, because we were watching it and I was just like, I can't look at Robert right now because I felt weird, you know?
It was a little uncomfortable. I mean, so I came in and, you know, Lacey and I met and we went out on a date. And I like Lacey. You know, we got along really well. She's a beautiful girl. We had a lot of fun together. And, you know, we went out on a date together and spent a lot of time together and ended up doing our thing and, you know, whatever. And then the next day, literally the next day, I mean, after we go on this date and we, you know, we opened up to each other. I told her a lot about myself and, you know, she told me a lot about herself. I'm sitting upstairs on the, there wasn't a lot of editing. I'm literally sitting upstairs on the, you know, the porch of the house and I see her kissing Marcus down below and I'm like,
like, hold on a second.
Mud in your face.
Yeah.
There was mud in your face. There was getting very snaky.
All over my face.
She's getting snaky.
Literally mud just covering my body. It was one of those things where I really didn't understand what was happening. Legitimately, I'm like, this is crazy. I don't understand how this could happen so fast and or in general after the night we just had. And
Do you feel more hurt by her or mad at Marcus?
I'm not mad at Marcus at all. You know, Marcus and I we didn't know each other coming in, and if he was interested in Lacey, great, you know, you know, take that opportunity and give her a rose and take her out. So, you know, he maybe could have came up to me and be like, hey, I know you went on the date last night, you know, I'm thinking about giving her a rose, or I'm going to ask her out, I have feelings for her, whatever.
Took like the Sarah approach.
Whatever, was he could have, it would have been a courtesy, but at the end of the day, I didn't really expect that, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The fact that Lacey, you know, didn't approach me after we went out and we'd spent, you know, they cut it out, but we spent like 3 days together every day, all day. I mean, we were on the beach together all day long. We were hanging out the whole time. Didn't walk up to me and just say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about pursuing some stuff with Marcus or whatever. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Yeah.
Because that really never came out. You know, we didn't really discuss that until afterwards. And no ill will towards Lacey. You know, we're friends and I like her a lot. But yeah, it was, at the time, it was pretty, it was pretty strange.
It seemed like from editing that you had no idea until Marcus gave her a rose.
No, I didn't. Okay. Not at all. Yeah. I mean, he was positioned to give out a rose right before me. So I think, you know.
Producers.
I mean, I think they might have had an idea that he was into her and he was going to give her a rose. So at that moment, I was just like, well, I took Claire out on the first date. And I know Claire and we're friends. So I'm going to give Claire a rose because that's the only other person I know.
And when I got there, I was shocked to hear just like how everything went down with you and Lacey. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like.
Were there any girls there at the time that you guys didn't know from outside of Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. There was a few. I didn't know Michelle K.
Actually, I knew Michelle K from Wipeout.
That's right. Okay.
Winner of Wipeout right here.
Winner.
Hey.
Congratulations. Yeah. Justin, if you can pull like a little applause for Zach winning, you know, his Wipeout, we got that special effect. Yeah, we'll pull that up in a bit. But I want to ask you.
Yes.
Delayed to the game, delayed, but they applause. Always
delayed Wipeout.
Wipeout champion.
No, but on a slightly more serious note, the fact that you and Marcus are cool, and that goes into the dynamic, I think, of how men are with each other within the show, and is it different how women handle it? That's what I've always wanted to know, because, like, let's say...
How so?
How Ashley kind of claimed Graham.
Oh.
So, from what we saw on TV.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, oh, okay. And you know, if, let's say, if this was... the roles were reversed... I don't know if the girls would have made up as quickly or have been cool with it. Kathy, you're smiling.
Kathy, you're a girl.
Girls can be a little bit more territorial sometimes.
Yeah? Tell us.
Yeah.
And so you were?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm so territorial. No, I don't know. I feel like it depends. I don't know what connection Ashley had to Graham. It sounded like they both mutually liked each other before the show but hadn't really met. So I think that that's why she was a little bit more territorial. I don't know.
And don't get me wrong, it was a little awkward between Marcus and I at first. I mean, we didn't exchange a whole lot of words for the first week we were there. And then, you know, as I saw their relationship kind of progressing and having some conversations with him about how he was really legitimately into her, I was just like, oh, okay, well, you know, that stuff happens. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely awkward at first. I mean, we weren't just like, oh, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. You're my boy.
Yeah, I just, well, kudos to you and how, you know, those. Just how you play, you know, how you handle it. So,
well, thanks.
You know, absolutely. Yes, I but that. I want to get to the really cool part. No, I'm saying that. No, what's Yopo. The cool
Yopo.
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 Hashtag Yopo. Yopo. So, what is this whole Yopo?
I mean,
go ahead.
I got there. What's funny is I got there and everyone keeps saying Yopo. That's the only word I heard, the only phrase I heard. And then everyone started explaining it to me. And the night before was their big, you know, blackout night where we just
it was a fun
everyone
night.
Had a good time, let's just put it that way.
Ben
Ben mostly was encouraging of Yopo.
And he started it. He came up with the
he's the
Yopo.
One that came up with it. Yeah. I was gonna ask,
he's the fire starter.
Trademark credit for that.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, it was crazy. And what's funny is that the rest of the time we didn't really have another Yopo moment. That I was there, I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, so that's it?
That was it.
One big Yopo night.
Well, Ben.
But the hashtag continues forever.
Ever.
Ben came in hot and he was really, really, really into partying
and
really wanted to have fun.
One contribution to Bachelor Paradise, then he succeeded.
That was him.
Yeah, and we didn't get to see that on the show, so it's cool hearing that he's kind of like the party guy. You know, not the party, but I know you're there for romance, but you have to have that. That fun guy as well that gets the party started and
he
gets people.
He was there solely to party.
Was he really?
So now that we
free alcohol,
he'll tell you that.
Well, now that we see the letter, it maybe explains why he was like, you know what? It's a free trip down. There's free alcohol. I'm gonna.
How do you explain that to someone that you're dating?
I didn't know that the letter she like secretly put in his bag.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that.
So it was like a surprise.
So I was like, why would Ben bring a letter like that on the show? You know, it's weird. But I guess she had snuck it in, then he found it and couldn't throw it away or like hide it better. But
I know girls and guys who have done that before.
Yeah.
Like when someone's going on a long vacation,
Actually, kind of a sweet move on her end.
Yeah.
But yeah, he didn't toss it, obviously, because he didn't want to get rid of it.
How is she okay with that, knowing that her boyfriend's going on a dating show?
They only met, they met like 3 weeks prior.
Oh.
She said, I love you.
Yeah. But it was like, it got pretty
They're
intense.
They're still together, so that's at least...
They are.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I noticed that last week, I just went on his Instagram for some reason, just getting research, you know, and I saw it and I was like, what? He's got a girl
liking his photos.
She's beautiful. She's really pretty.
Thank you, Robert Graham. See?
She is.
He's there. We're right here. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. All right. Let's move on before you guys lynch me. Lord. So, and now the moment you've all been waiting for. How long did it take, Danny?
It took 1 hour and 2 minutes.
Enter the dragon.
Enter Zorro.
Zorro.
Enter the dragon.
The big guy.
Okay, so how excited were you to come in? Like, were you thinking, what did I just get myself into?
He came in hot, tank top, shirt unbuttoned, ready to roll.
Rock in paradise. No, you know, it's funny because you're in a hotel room for
secluded.
Yeah, secluded. I was there for 7 days and
doing
nightmare.
What?
Do they feed you? Do they feed you? Are you just stuck in that hotel?
Yeah, well, the good thing was there's all you can eat, all inclusive room service. So I was just going to town on that.
Yeah,
I would say
I was getting free.
No TV, right?
No. Yopo.
TV was terrible. It was like
half
Mexican or Spanish, I should say.
Yeah,
And then the rest was just like terrible shows. But yeah, so you're in this hotel room just kind of figuring out what to do with your life and there's nothing to do.
I would have thought that they would have had you like on a dub version of season 2 of The Bachelor, like in Spanish, and they're, no, I love you, Aaron Burr.
That would be great. That would be amazing. But yeah, you get there and it's finally you get the call, like you're going on tomorrow morning, so you get pumped up and you get excited and you don't know what to expect. So the thing is, I was like, what's going on over there? And don't tell anyone. One night I snuck out and I got a photo of like the actual like lights from the hood from the
don't tell anyone
don't tell anyone
20 million like, weekly downloads.
Yikes.
I was like, I gotta sneak out of here and get some fresh air.
Did you jump out of the window to get the picture?
Yeah.
On a first floor on the balcony. No big deal. It was a quick 5 foot hop and went down to the water's edge and I could see this big bright light. I knew that was the production house, so I almost kind of wanted to just go over there and sneak in and make an entrance, but that would have been
just be like, hey, I'm here. Bad. What's up?
What's up, guys? There's security guards patrolling the ground, so I would have got...
All right. So I guess from now on, we're just throughout the rest of the show, we'll call him Zorro?
Zorro.
Yeah, okay. Zorro for sure.
So Zorro, how long did it take from when you made your grand entrance
of course.
And that date with Claire? I mean, bam, they give you the date card. So, and
what they don't show is that you make an entrance, and I had to meet with Chris Harrison. It was this big, long intro where he was like, welcome to paradise, and you have a date card. And you have to find someone to go on a date with or else you're going home. If you don't get a rose, there are eliminations, and so I was kind of like, all right, well, I get one day to make an impression on some girl and then get a rose. So I went in there, and I'd met a couple of the girls previously, and Claire was one of the ones that I'd known, and we were semi-friends and friendly at least, and so I was like, yeah, she's fun, she's cool, so let's take her on a date and see how it goes.
So what didn't we see on the show, on your date with Claire, that you can talk about?
Oh, yeah, on the date, we shopped around Tulum a little bit. It didn't show me bargaining for an amazing little bikini cover-up.
What did it start at, and what did you finish at?
This thing was pricey. Oh, yeah.
What are bikini cover-ups going for?
800 pesos.
Holy smokes. And you got it down to...
And I got it down to like 650.
That's pretty solid, right?
That's a serious negotiation.
Yeah. Wow. I had to get some extra cash from production.
Yopo.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah, and then we got to dance around. They had a reggae band that was really good, actually, and we got to dance around and kind of have fun. They didn't show any of that. That was pretty fun. And then in the ocean, swim around.
Surprising.
Yeah. It's, hold on. What happened? You just snuck that one in there.
Really. Swam around. No, it was fun. We literally just swam around for like 15 minutes, and it was fun, though. It was a good time.
Now, you know that they're going to be on you guys, right?
Because
you
go... It's like,
oh, yeah.
You know. Zorro.
You can't win.
They're on you all day.
And okay, so
I want to be on you. You're a Ron Burgundy reference. I was trying to.
Okay, I got your back, Danny. I got your back. But it's funny how everyone like shut up when you said that.
They did. It got super quiet. Awkward. All we heard was Zach drinking water and me saying, "I want to be on you."
And then we get to the part where Chris B just gives us his assessment of, and of course this is because he wants to move in and pull in a slight robbery, perhaps of Elise, and his assessment of Dylan and,
wow. That was brutal.
I can't say it. I mean, it was quite a moment there, but Chris is in it to win it at all times. And I do give that to him when he was talking about Matt Damon and Dylan's reference.
Matt Damon.
I wasn't going to go there. Kathy, you're ruthless.
Fat Damon.
That was the best line of, I don't know, this entire season thus
Chris,
far.
Chris, do we think he came up with that?
He's pretty witty. He could have. He's a pretty funny guy.
But you never know.
But I think, I know we kind of dramatize it when we're seeing it on TV, but that's just kind of guys being guys. Would that be? He's just kind of like talking smack and fun. Like, you know.
What did he say? He said he looks like a bloated version of Matt Damon in Goodwill Hunting. I'm going to call him Fat Damon.
He should go Goodwill Hunting for other girls.
Yeah, and then he should go
I'm
Goodwill
Hunting. Because I'm
still Elise. Ooh, so Kathy, thoughts of that? I mean.
That's aggressive.
That was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I feel bad. I don't see the resemblance.
No comment. No, but then it brings us to the interesting triangle, because I had to scribble my notes a few times because I was like, I thought it was going to be date card number 4. And of course, who gets it? Dylan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the guy, no fault on his own. I mean, at least made out with Chris.
Yeah.
She made out with Chris. Dylan told her to explore, you know, her feelings. Who was right? Who was wrong? What happened?
I applaud Dylan for being honest.
Yeah.
He was up front with her from the get-go about, like, as soon as he started feeling, he was really honest with her. So I appreciate that. I think she didn't pick up on the signs. Yeah. Like, she kind of was still in left field, you know, trying to figure that out and holding out hope. But I like that he was honest, and so I can't really fault him for that.
I think,
and he stayed true to it all the way through to the ceremony. Even turning down the rose.
He could have easily led her on pursued other girls, whereas he told her straight up, you know, I think we should see or explore other options.
But here's the thing, but he spoke on the fact that how much, what kissing means to him, and the fact that she was just like that, able to kiss someone else. Was it that he wasn't really that interested in her, or... I mean, I don't know, you know, because, and if Elise, I think it's about accountability as well.
Do you think he was testing her?
No, I don't think so.
I think he was kind of throwing mixed signals. I mean, I like Dylan a lot, but I think if you're really into a girl and you want her and you're into her, then you're not going to tell her to go date other guys. I mean, you're just going to be like, hey, you know, I'm into you. I want to be with you. And if you're not that into her, you're going to say, go explore, you know, stuff with other guys, because I want to go explore with other girls and just kind of figure it out. But on a, you know, outside of that, I think he was honest. I agree with you. And I don't think that she should have, I mean, I don't think she should have kissed, you know, Chris, you know, 5-6 hours after, you know, the whole Dylan thing went down. So I think if she would have went out with other guys and maybe kind of explored that and then had a talk with him and said, hey, you know, I had a great time with Chris last night. I kind of want to explore that. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Right.
You know, thanks for saying we should go, you know, see other people because, you know, I'm kind of interested in him. That would have been cool. But I think the way that that situation was handled also was a little shady.
Mm, yeah. Okay. I can see that. I guess I feel for him and feeling like he was getting pigeonholed.
Right.
Kind of the way like Graham did. And so I would do the same thing. I would be honest and upfront, and I like that he stuck through all the way to the end.
Yeah, I thought that was okay. A pretty strong move, how he turned down the rose.
My other favorite line from the night was Elise saying, "You're literally killing me. You're literally killing me right now."
Luckily, she survived. So, I mean, spit take anyway. Okay. No, but, I mean, did we get anything out of the date with Dylan and Sarah or more that was just, you know, just like the awkwardness going on?
I wanted to know if, did he want to pursue someone else in particular when he said that?
Did you talk to him? I don't even know Dylan, so I don't know.
Okay.
I think he was just kind of taken back with the whole situation that happened with Elise.
Yeah.
So he was, at that point, it was kind of coupley.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of options. Sarah was one of the girls that was still, you know, single and
not paired up yet.
Yeah, not paired up yet. So I think he made the smart move there in asking her. And he was kind of backed up against the wall. He didn't really have any options at that point. He wasn't interested in Elise. And to your point, I think it was you know, solid that he just didn't go after her and take the rose just to hang around. So I think that's kind of how that played out.
You know, and what I've noticed, it seems like he's a very sensitive guy as well. You know, he really takes things to heart. So,
I liked Dylan a lot. He was a nice guy, and he was 100% honest the whole time he was there. He was like, if I find, you know, a connection with somebody, then I'm gonna stick it out and see how it goes. And if I don't, then I'll go home. And he's like, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and speaking of honesty, I know we got to keep this train going, and let us talk about honest Ben. Good Ben. Right reasons Ben. No, but I want to talk about more so about you guys said that was just an absolutely crazy night.
Yeah, it was.
With everything that went down. What didn't we see? You know, because everyone at home, we all watched it, so, you know, we're not going to like recap what we saw. It's just more so what we didn't see.
I mean, I had just gotten there, so we're at a bonfire. I just went on a good date. I'm kind of just kind of letting loose with my friends and trying to get acclimated to the situation in Paradise. And you know, I see Marcus and Markel coming down with this note, and I don't know what's going on. And it's already kind of like super drama right when I get there. And I don't know. I just, it's funny how Marcus spilt water on the bag and then found it out.
That's I was going to say, fishy. Why is a guy going through another guy's bag?
No comment, but it's just kind of funny.
Here's my question. You're in the middle of a bonfire with friends. Who leaves to go brush their teeth? I'm waiting until the night's over, unless I have something like solid lined up. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go clean my teeth because I know I got. You know what I mean? Like,
what?
That just seemed a little like weird.
I think they may have been hanging out in the house because there's only a few of us down by the bonfire.
Oh, okay,
but,
okay.
I mean, we were all looking at each other like, what? You found
something's
a note in
off.
His bag? How did that happen?
The note.
That doesn't make any sense.
Seems sketchy.
So
seems snaky to me.
We don't know how the note was found. We just know that it was a real note.
Yeah.
You know, after talking to Ben and figuring it out. Because when you come up and you see somebody say, hey, we got a note from your girlfriend, we're like, come on, that's so stupid. Yeah. Who would bring a note from their girlfriend? That makes no sense. But it was a real note.
You guys saw the note.
Yeah, we saw it.
Eyes on
really?
The note.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and we've made light of it and we've had a lot of fun tonight, but in the end, you know, because Michelle Money was really broken up about it.
Yeah.
And she's really, I mean, you're all there to find love, and yes.
And what they don't show, and Michelle is very emotional in that scene, in that sequence of events, but the real reason that she was that emotional was because she has, you know, a daughter back home, and Ben also has a son. So they have this connection. You know, they know what it's like to leave their children at home to come and explore and try to find somebody on, you know, Bachelor in Paradise. So she was really upset that he would leave his son, you know, for an extended period of time when he had a girl back home and when he wasn't really there looking for somebody, and she thought that was, you know, not a really great thing to do, and that's why she became so emotional. And I don't think they really explained that much when they
were
showing.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're giving it, I love the fact that you gave it so much more, you know, context for the super fans to just, you know, pay attention to that. So that, thank you. But now we have to move on. Because the producers, we gotta go. Cocktails and Roses, which, oh boy. Danny, thoughts of this crazy night? I mean, it's been one crazy night after another. I mean, my favorite show has always been Bachelor Pad. Mm-hmm. I just loved everything that went on. But, I mean, this is... I'm loving you guys. Everything I'm seeing, just because I knew at the end there's going to be love, but in the meantime, the journey to get there, adios amigo.
Well, there's so many different, there's so many, like, that you don't expect and turns that you don't see coming. You guys had seen part of the episode or most of it when we watched it. We watched together, for those of you that are watching at home. We watched with Zach and Robert tonight, all of us did, and they had seen some of it. And so you were hearing our literal reactions for the first time, and we're like, oh my, wait, hold on, time out. Pausing it, asking them questions during it. So there was a lot of genuine reaction. I feel like almost more of that than I have even when I watch, you know, just the full-on regular Bachelor or Bachelorette seasons. Mm-hmm. So there's so many twists and turns that we don't see. So I like that. It creates very good TV, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's good editing, but I think there's a lot of those are genuine situations that you have those reactions to, and I like that.
Well, let's talk about the pairings before the roses were handed out. First, we have Zach and Claire, and just getting to know each other a little better. Yeah. we'll move on from that one. That was pretty self-explanatory. So, but let's move on. The one that we really loved as well, Markel and Michelle.
Oh, yeah,
that was great.
That was, it was good editing, but it was still very awkward. Even if it wasn't edited, it's an awkward conversation. Yeah. Like, Markel, right before the rose ceremony, you're going to have this conversation? You're really going to do this right now?
Right.
Had they even kissed at that point?
No.
Because they had kissed on the date,
No, they never kissed.
And what time is this now? You know, are we like
so late?
1, 2 in the morning?
It's like
that's like 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's like 1 or 2.
That's like right when the cocktail party's starting.
Okay.
When we get the roses, when we actually start handing out the roses,
that's
it's
late.
Probably closer to 3:30.
Jeez.
4 in the morning.
Not fun.
Sunburn, alcohol.
Oh man, it's
4 in the morning.
You guys probably get to sleep in though.
Some days we do, but when you're standing on the, you know, on the rose ceremony, I'm sitting there like consciously thinking I need to bend my knee so I don't,
like,
pass,
don't
out.
Pass out.
Yeah,
don't
oh pass wait, out. So wait, you guys have like a morning call? Do they wake you up in the morning too?
Oh yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah. Lights flick on. You're up.
Production lights that we don't control.
Can you sleep on the beach?
Yeah, you can sleep all day if you want.
I mean,
it's really not that strict.
You can sleep all day unless you have to do it
here.
I was thinking it's like the toughest job you'll ever love. I mean, they're putting you to bed at 4 and you're up at 6. I mean, good Lord. Okay.
And they don't turn out the lights right when you go to bed. After the rose ceremony, we go back to our room and the production lights are still on. It looks like this. It's like literally this bright.
Oh, my God.
And until every guy comes back, because they're still filming, and if something could potentially happen when they come back to the room, they don't shut the lights off. So you just sit there and stare at the ceiling.
That's 24 hours in case something happens.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. So now I'm thinking, what was this going on with Markel and Michelle, and then you come in?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, what they didn't show is Michelle and I had spent a lot of time together before that night. So, I mean, we were hanging out a lot during the day. She's great. She's so funny, so nice, obviously very beautiful. And I really liked her a lot. You know, we spent a lot of time together and, you know, had a lot of great talks. And so that's why I came up. You know, that's why I came up and I was like, hey, you know, just want to spend a little bit of time with you before the rose ceremony, because I didn't really know where I stood at that point. You know, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get a rose from anybody. I could be going home tonight. And Michelle and I got along really well. And I spent time with, you know, a lot of the other girls leading up until then too, just kind of seeing if there was anything there. So that's kind of where that took place.
Okay, so there was a lot more to it that we just didn't see.
Right, you just didn't see it. Yeah, but we spent a good amount of time together before that actually happened.
That one line though about you drink too much and then he sips a drink is amazing.
That was incredible.
Incredible, yeah.
That was so good.
Brilliant editing. That was fantastic.
I don't even think that was editing because she was responding to him when he was taking the drink,
It's so good. We rewound that.
What do you mean
like
I drink too much? Yeah. He's chugging down his wine.
A lot of love for you, Markel.
Love you, brother.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Elise. Okay, so Chris wants Elise. Elise wants Dylan. Sarah wants Dylan. Dylan wants, as we're getting to this crucial point towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we touched upon it, the fact that Dylan stayed his course, and he man of his word, and any surprises for us that they lived it, they knew what they already knew what happened. They were there. Were we surprised? Not all at once.
I was surprised that she stood at her ground a little bit with the stiff arm for the hug. That surprised me. And I like that. She was like, no, I have something to say, but to everybody. So, like, basically, get out of my way.
Okay, what happened? What was that all
about?
The speech I'm talking pre-speech.
To have and to
hold. To have and to hold, for better or for worse, such richer or for poorer.
I say next week we're going to write it down and we're going to have like a scroll and we'll have it here all season so we can recite it.
Just put it right there. Say it for every show.
Next to your drawing on the board.
Oh, I couldn't even hear what you were saying because I was right there. Like, no one could hear what
we were all
saying.
Looking around at each other like, what's happening?
It's going on for a while.
I don't understand what's going on here.
We have to get Elise in and have her read the speech.
Yeah. She could probably recite it out from memory.
I don't know. It was 4 in the morning.
And there's like 40, not 40, but there's like 15 mile an hour winds at all times.
Yeah.
So when you're standing there, literally she was from us to you guys. Yeah. You couldn't hear a word she
really?
Was saying.
Really?
So we were just very like, windy. What? What's happening? Yeah. I mean, the wind's blowing. You can't hear anything.
Can you tell by body language? Like, what did you think was happening?
We were just like, this is so weird. What's happening? What did she say?
Awkward.
Do you think it was so alcohol weird. Induced or lack of sleep?
I don't think so. I think she had it planned out.
No, she had it planned. Yeah. Oh. Had to have.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to defend her.
There's no chance I was...
Yeah, she didn't come up with that on the spot.
And this is why we have our guests.
Yes.
They fill in the gap. So we're always wondering because we have crazy theories and more often than not, they're wrong. But now we know. Okay.
I guess I was... The one part that I was shocked by, Michelle giving Markel a rose after he said some awkward stuff.
Yeah, that did surprise me. Absolutely. So... I wish we could be inside y'all's heads. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Robert's like, what? No, because everything that happens there, it's paradise. But like Chris Harrison said when he promoted the show, there is the other side of paradise as well and everything that goes on. So let's now quickly, any final thoughts on the episode before we move on to a couple minutes with Zach and Robert? Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts, guys?
I'm
hashtag
curious.
Poor Dylan.
Hashtag poor Dylan.
We lost Dylan.
It's moved from poor Robert to poor Dylan.
Good.
Poor Robert with the swoop at the end. I didn't see that coming.
Did you see that coming?
Sarah Bear.
Sarah giving me the rose?
Yeah.
I actually had spent a lot of time with Sarah.
Who had you not spent a lot of time with? The cameras didn't show up, but I spent a lot of time with
Michelle and Sarah. Were it. That was it.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, those were the only two girls at that point.
You guys had a basis, though.
Yeah, and I had met Sarah one time before going onto the show, and we talked for a while, and she's like... I hate to say amazing, but she's, you know, an incredible girl. So
amazing.
We got along very, very well, and it was very easy to talk to her, and it was more real. I think with Sarah, when I talked to her, you didn't see any of this, but we had conversations that were, you know, real. Like,
it's cool.
We would just talk and have fun with each other, and it wasn't forced, and there wasn't anything like in our ears that people were saying, like, you need to talk about.
Yeah.
We just like had a good time with each other. So, I didn't know if she was going to give me a rose or not, but I was really, really happy that she did at that point.
Was it like a sigh of relief moment, like, I'm staying, or I have opportunity?
It was more of a, I really like Sarah, and it's going to be a great opportunity for me to explore this and see where it can go. So it was a good moment for me.
Plus, the dynamic duo stays.
Yeah, plus, you
I was
know,
worried for this
you
weekend.
Two. Another week, so.
Yeah,
all right.
Like Bob and Zorro.
Like, we don't hang out enough.
They didn't address that you guys know each other from outside the show.
Yeah, they did a lot of it before we came on.
Hmm. All right, so a lot happened, and it's only week two. Yeah. Oh, my God.
A lot more to go.
I can't wait.
Things are going to get spicy.
I mean, we've talked so much about the episode tonight. We're not even going to news and gossip, but we do want to spend just a few minutes with what you guys are doing outside of Bachelor, man. Like, Zach, I found out I didn't know you were such a badass at baseball. I mean, 2005 Toronto Blue Jays, and of course, you know, the book publishing and stuff. What's going on? What have you been up to outside of Bachelor?
Where should I start? I mean, I did the baseball thing for... 4 or 5 years the pro thing, and that was my life. But then kind of came out of that and had a long relationship with my ex-girlfriend of like 6 years. So after that is when I got in the Bachelorette. My sister signed me up. So after that whole whirlwind ended, now I'm kind of just, I'm working, and I work from home and live in Santa Monica with this guy, and it's fun. It's a good time.
Too much time together.
A lot of time together.
Can't escape each other.
Have crazy. You guys gone on any paradise-related vacations together?
Just paradise in general.
All right.
Yeah, just paradise.
We don't vacation together.
When you're that close to the beach, you need to vacation.
Yeah, it's like a vacation every weekend, to be honest. We just walked onto the beach.
Your life is paradise. Fans at home are getting to see this. This is awesome.
it's not terrible.
Not a bad gig.
It's not a bad setup.
And Robert, what about you, man? I know now you sold that, was it Arrow?
Yeah, Arrow Advertising. The Science Spinning Company was kind of my intro on The Bachelorette. But yeah, I sold that 3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, and moved out of Arizona. You know, traveled around for a while, and then, you know, came to California. And I started another company.
Brander?
Yeah, it's called Brander.
Okay.
Branderapp.com, plug.
Of course.
But plug no, away. It's a digital, it's a digital company. We work with influential people across social media. Hence why I was asking about the Instagram followers the other night.
People at home don't understand that.
No, I don't get it.
No, we work with, you know, influential people on all levels on social media and promote brands and different really cool companies. So, that's going really well. That takes up the majority of my time. Outside of that, I like to travel and do fun things. So.
Wow. So what's next? Now, any trips or anything like that? Or
yeah,
vacations? More vacations, really?
Yeah, one more. I'm leaving in 10 days. I'm going to go check out Croatia and Greece for a little while. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, jealous.
Both of you, thank you for stopping by. I mean, you guys are always traveling. You gave us a few hours, and we really appreciate it, man. So
yeah,
thank
man,
you
thanks
so
for
much.
Having us. This is fun.
Yeah, so give it up for Robert Graham and Zach with a K.
Terrible.
Zorro.
Zorro. All right, so let's move on to some quick predictions. What do we see next week?
More drama.
Do we really?
I love this.
Oh, yeah. I think it gets saucy next week. I think it gets
Could
serious.
It get any saucier?
There's no more Yopo bonfires. There's no more drunkenness or drinking-ish type nights. I think it gets real serious. I mean, it gets a lot more legitimate conversation.
Zorro brought the love.
I disagree. I think there will be a lot more drinking.
Well, a lot more drinking, but I don't think we see it as like a night that's all fun and games. I think there's more tension.
They just told you that there wasn't going to be another blackout night.
Kathy, I'm trying to play the devil's advocate here that we see some...
Well, there's not going to be a huge group blackout night.
There's
people that definitely...
So there's going to be pairs that blackout together. Okay.
Potentially, yes.
Well said. But... It seems like it's going to shift. It's just going to get a little more serious as the stakes get a little higher. So it's more...
Feelings develop.
They're going to focus more towards the end on the actual relationships.
Yeah.
And this is kind of an intro to meeting everybody and getting to know certain personalities and seeing how the relationships initially form. And then I don't know. I'm just guessing. I think that it's going to... start to focus more on the individual relationships.
I think they're playing it similar to The Bachelor and Bachelorette, how like the first half is always kind of more comical, more mm-hmm. like drama,
yeah.
a lot of drama. Then the last half is more love focused.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of how they're playing this one.
All right. So I don't know what to say. I don't even know who's coming next week. I can't wait. So, and I'm sure.
Two girls, right?
Yes.
Two ladies.
Dos chicas.
All right. So that about wraps it up then for us. So once again, now a big round of applause. I know we got to get into plugs. So basically, before we do that, Danny, where can we find you?
You can find me on the social media webs at Danny Hoyt.
You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly. You can find me on Instagram and learn how many followers I have at Kathy Kelly.
It's necessary information.
And Robert, where can fans follow you?
You can follow me at Robert Graham with an H, 24 on everything.
Nice. And Zach?
Zach Coulter. It's with a K. Z-A-C-K-K-A-L-T-E-R. Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
All the same.
And Justin, thank you for putting up with us. So once again, for our wonderful special guests, Robert and Zach, Danny, Kathy, I'm JC. You find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram and Twitter. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. They meant well.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
This after show is brought to you by Walmart's Savings Catcher. Walmart's new Savings Catcher is the simple and easy way to save. Just go to walmart.com/savingscatcher to enter your receipt.